While nobody can bring back the year 2019, Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival, which runs September 17-25, is going to feel a lot more like it did pre-pandemic than it has the last couple of years. A case in point. In 2020 and 2021, in the earlier part of the pandemic, Cinefest didn't hold après film receptions for its gala films to protect people's health. But with most pandemic restrictions now dropped in Ontario, these popular receptions where film-goers sometimes get to rub elbows with film stars are back for 2022. We asked organizers, by the way, if any famous guests are expected for the film festival, but an announcement on that is still pending. "We think that this event is going to feel a lot like 2019, said Patrick O'Hearn, speaking to Sudbury.com August 25, at the launch of Cinefest's lineup, which was held at the Silver City Cinema, where films are screened. Of course, O'Hearn said Cinefest will take the usual pandemic precautions that have become second nature to everyone these days, including encouraging people to wear masks and to stay home if they're feeling sick. Cinefest Executive Director Tammy Frick said festival organizers were being a bit cautious as they went into this year's event, not knowing if out-of-town guests would be willing to travel to attend the festival. "We were wrong," she said. "The phone has been ringing off the hook. Film circuit programmers are more than ready to come back. Film guests are asking to come not only from Canada, we've had 3 or 4 requests already for international guests. People are ready to be back out and in person and to be celebrating film. So we're really thrilled about that." As was the case in 2020 and 2021, Cinefest will continue to have a hybrid format this year, with some films available for streaming at home, 87 films, a mixture of features and shorts, and others available in theater, 74 feature films. That's whittled down from the roughly 1,000 films submitted to the festival, and yes, festival staff do have to sit down and watch all of these films before making their selections. O'Hearn said the virtual format introduced during the pandemic has actually allowed Cinefest to give exposure to more films. "I'm extremely excited about the quality of the films," he said. "We received more submissions than we ever have before. You know, one of our biggest worries going into the pandemic is if there's going to be a pause in the industry itself, how's that going to impact the product? And one thing that we learned is that filmmakers are incredibly, incredibly resilient. A couple of this year's gala films are on very topical subjects that seem grabbed from current news headlines. A case in point is the opening gala film, September 17, Ash Grove, which is about one of the world's top scientists battling to find a cure to a crisis affecting the world's water supply, reminiscent of the recent COVID-19 pandemic and work on a vaccine. The Sunday, September 18 gala film, Call Jane, is about a traditional 60s American housewife who needs to get an abortion because her pregnancy threatening her life, which brings to mind the recent Roe v. Wade decision in the United States. Call Jane stars Elizabeth Banks and Sigourney Weaver. The abortion issue has taken up so much attention in the United States, and I think what this film does so well is it shows the variety of perspectives for people who need the services of abortion and need to make that very difficult decision, O'Hearn said. As has become a mainstay of Cinefest, this year's festival will feature several films shot in Greater Sudbury and the surrounding region. An example is the Friday, September 23 gala film, North of Normal, which was filmed in Greater Sudbury, North Bay and Mattawa. The film is about a teenage girl raised in the wilderness who hopes for a normal life after moving to the city with her anything but normal, pot-smoking mother. North of Normal is a fun film, O'Hearn said. I think people who worked on the film are going to love it, and I think general audiences are going to love it as well. Cinefest's full lineup will be available as of Friday, August 26 on the film festival's website. Look below this article for our full listing of the gala films. Program books are currently at the printer, but will be available as of September 2. Tickets for individual gala films will be available to purchase as of noon August 26 at www.cinefest.com, by phoning 705-688-1234, or by visiting the Cinefest Sudbury box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103. This year, gala tickets are available to purchase with the après film reception for $25 or without the après film reception for $20, HST included in ticket prices. Admittance to the après film reception is on a first-come, first-served basis and is not guaranteed. Cinefest 2022 Gala Films Opening Night Gala, September 17, Ashgrove, Jeremy Lalonde, Canada, 2022, set in the not-so-distant future, Drive. Jennifer Ashgrove, Amanda Bruegel, one of the world's top scientists, is battling to find a cure to a crisis that affects the world's water supply. As the weight of the world takes its toll, she retreats to the countryside with her husband, Jason, Jonas Chernick, in a bid to clear her mind. But their relationship is strained, and they soon realize that their ability to save their marriage will literally determine the fate of humankind itself. Sunday Night Gala, September 18, Call Jane, Phyllis Nage, USA, 2022, Joy, Elizabeth Banks, a traditional 60s American housewife, is desperate for a second child. However, the wonderful news of her pregnancy is tainted by the threat it poses to her own life. She has nowhere to turn until she stumbles upon the Janes, an underground group of ordinary women united by Virginia, Sigourney Weaver, who risk everything to provide people like Joy with choices. Monday Night Gala, September 19, The Return of Tanya Tucker, featuring Brandi Carlile, Kathleen Horan, USA, 2022, Trailblazing, hell-raising country music legend Tanya Tucker defied the standards of how a woman in country music was supposed to behave. Decades after Tanya slipped from the spotlight, rising Americana music star Brandi Carlile takes it upon herself to write an entire album for her hero based on Tanya's extraordinary life, spurring the greatest comeback in country music history. Tuesday Night Gala, September 20, Viking, Stefan Lafleur, Canada, 2022. The Viking Society is recruiting volunteers for the first manned mission to Mars. The goal is to form a B-team that will mirror the mission here on Earth to find solutions to the interpersonal problems that the Mars-bound crew is experiencing. The film tells the story of David, Steve LaPlante, a high school gym teacher, who seizes this opportunity to revive his dream of becoming an astronaut and making a difference. Wednesday Night Gala, September 21, Alice, Darling, Mary Nye, Canada, USA, 2022, set in Canada. A young woman named Alice, Anna Kendrick, begins to realize, with the help of her friends, that she's stuck in a relationship where all is not as it seems. As Alice begins to understand her dire situation, her partner appears at the remote cottage where they're all staying and demands that she return to the city with him. Thursday Night Gala, September 22, Broker, Hirakaza Korida, South Korea, 2022, Sang Yun, Song Kong Ho, runs a laundry shop and is constantly saddled with debt. Dong Soo, Gang Dong Won, who grew up in an orphanage, works in a baby box facility. One night in the pouring rain, they secretly carry off an infant who was left at the baby box. But on the following day, the mother so young, Lee Ji-un, unexpectedly returns for her son. Director Hirakaza Kore-eda's previous film Shoplifters screened as a special presentation at Cinefest in 2018. Friday Night Gala, September 23, North of Normal, Carly Stone, Canada, 2022. After being raised in the wilderness, a teenage girl moves to the city hoping for a normal life with her anything but normal, pot-smoking mother. North of Normal was filmed in Greater Sudbury, North Bay, and Mattawa. Director Carly Stone's previous film The New Romantic screened as the Wednesday Night Gala film presentation at Cinefest in 2018. Saturday Night Gala, September 24, The Swearing Jar, Lindsay McKay, Canada, 2022, Carrie's, Adelaide Clemens, story. A high school music teacher who throws a birthday concert for her husband, Simon, Patrick J. Adams, which rekindles reminiscences of their past. Through comedy, music, and memory, we follow the story of Carrie and Simon's relationship, the birth of their child, and the lie that threatens to mess it all up. Closing Night Gala, September 25, Presk, Beautiful Minds, Bernard Campin and Alexander Jolyon, France, Switzerland, 2022, Louis, Bernard Campin, is the director of a funeral home. An undertaker, as they say. Hardened and single, at 58, he cannot bring himself to retire. Igor, Alexander Jolyon, is 40 with a sharp mind in a handicapped body. Passionate about philosophy, his traveling companions are Socrates, Spinoza, and Nietzsche. Of the others he brushes up against, he knows nothing, ignorant of almost everything about sensuality, friendship, sex, and real encounters. By happenstance, the paths of Lewis and Igor cross as they both embark on an adventure that far surpasses their expectations. Heidi Ulrichsen is the associate content editor at Sudbury.com. She also covers education and the arts scene.